This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we had a chance to talk with Iowa soybean producer April Hemmes as she was in San Francisco for the Soy Connects event, which connected soybean growers from around the country with international customers to help tell the story of what we're doing to better produce soybeans in the United States, as well as share the story of American farmers. And the event was hosted by the U.S. Soybean Export Council. So how do the U.S. SEC view the event? We hear from CEO Jim Sutter right after this.
Every detail matters when building a winning game plan. That's why the Cyclones and Hawkeyes rely on Better, Cleaner Now biodiesel to power their team buses on game day, delivering success on the field, in the field, and in the environment. Make biodiesel part of your winning game plan by visiting iasoybeans.com. Biodiesel. Grow it. Request it. Use it. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and the Soybean Checkoff.
Jim Sutter is the CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council, and he talks about the success they had in their Soy Connects event. He stresses how events like this can lead to higher profits for soybean farmers.
It provides superior nutritional bundle. So the amino acids, the energy content, the consistency of the product really help people that are feeding livestock in markets all around the world. And what we try to do to make sure they understand this, because it's all based upon the science and the data behind this, particularly at Soy Connects, we really emphasize this because we think as people around the world are looking at their alternatives for choices that they have for various soys or different feed ingredients, we want to make sure they fully understand the potential they can realize with U.S. soy. The amino acid profile and the energy content are superior in U.S. soy versus other origins.
As April Hemmes had mentioned a few weeks ago, sustainability was top of mind for the international buyers. More and more, we're getting questions from our consumers and their purchasers about what we're doing to help do better for the environment while still producing sustainable products that can address hunger and other industrial uses around the world.
Sustainability is a topic that in the last few years has become more and more important to buyers all around the world. So it has become really a go-to thing for feed manufacturers, food manufacturers all around the world, people that are raising livestock and producing food for people. People want to know, where's my food coming from? What's it done to the environment? What is it continuing to do to the environment? The good news is that U.S. soy has a very good sustainability track record. We have the lowest carbon footprint for our soy production of soy from any of the major origins. So Brazil, Argentina, the U.S., the three big origins. The U.S. is by far better.
Sutter said this year's event was the biggest one yet.
The Soy Connects event, it's an opportunity for international buyers. We had about 400 international buyers from over 60 countries that purchase U.S. soy or that are likely to purchase U.S. soy or potential purchasers. And then we had about the same number of representatives from the United States.
Sutter said he came away with five key takeaways.
The first one you can kind of take or leave, but I said policies, because in the year 2024, there are more elections taking place than ever before in a single year around the world. I think economies are improving, so there's prosperity. The next P is preserving the environment. I talked about sustainability, but I think it's all about preserving the environment for the future generations, more commonly known as AI. We're using predictive technology to do all kinds of things for us. And then finally, the fifth P is partnership. And that's what Soy Connects is all about. It's about bringing people together.
You can find more on the comments from Jim Sutter of the U.S. Soybean Export Council online at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.